The Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee will now come to order. Kiva, please call the roll.
Chair Altman.
Here.
Vice Chair Bell.
Here.
Ranking Member Chambliss.
Here.
Representatives Abbott.
Here.
Black.
Here.
Botana.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Cassell is excused. Cross.
Here.
Gossett Seidman.
Here.
Hart.
Here.
Killebrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Lopez.
Here.
Overdorf.
Yes, ma'am.
Trunau.
Yes, here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Agriculture and Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee. Please make sure that your cell phones are turned off or on vibrate, and other communication devices are turned off or on silent. If the members of the public are wishing to address the subcommittee, please fill out an appearance form and give it to the committee administrative assistant. So we have several bills on the agenda today. Before we begin, are there any questions of the committee? The meaning of life? Yeah, we'll schedule that as a workshop on the next meeting. You know, I think what I'd like to do, if it's okay, is since we have members here, well, we'll hear Senator Representative Bell first. So I see we have some other people. She's already there waiting, so good. Okay, Representative Bell, you are now recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, and good afternoon, Chair Altman and Ranking Member Chambliss and committee members. Appreciate you allowing me to present my bill today. I'm honored to present to you House Bill 23, which is the Water and Wastewater Facility Operators. And since 2020, Florida has lost over 2,000 licensed water and wastewater operators due to early retirement, illness, and death. Without sufficient utility operators at water and wastewater facilities, Florida services will suffer. My bill will make the following four changes. It will establish water utility workers as essential first responders. Water and wastewater are included among the nation's critical infrastructure, so workers should also be recognized as essential. Water and wastewater are the most critical services to be restored following hurricanes and other adverse events. It also creates statutory authority for Florida to have reciprocity with other states for wastewater and waste workers to hold licensure in another state and wants to do the same work here in the state of Florida. It also sets up statutory authority for Florida to have reciprocity with operators that perform comparable duties while serving in the United States Armed Forces to obtain license here in Florida. And the last, it allows the Department of Environmental Protection to issue temporary licensure without fee for water, wastewater workers who meet requirements during a declared state of emergency so they can step in and work where needed as restored service. And as we saw during Hurricane Ian, where the wastewater workers, we needed them on point at that time. It was tough for them to get through, you know, the security and all. So this is my bill, sir.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions of the sponsor? Do we have any questions? Check the back row there, peanut gallery. All right, no questions. Are there any amendments to your bill?
No.
No amendments. Okay, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to testify? Rebecca O'Hare with the Florida League of Cities. Is she here? She waves in support. Okay. We have Kevin Clary, American Water Works Association. Waves in support. Thank you, Kevin. Christopher Strandberg. Is Kristen Strandberg here? He waves in support. Well, I have another one for Rebecca here. Is that a mistake? Okay, she waves in support. Gary Williams, Florida Rural Water Association. Wave in Or even support. Thank you. Okay, those are all the forms to speak. Anybody here wishes to testify? Last call. Okay. Is there a debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Vice Chair, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave closed.
Vice Chair Bell, having closed on the bill, Kiva, please call the roll.
Chair Altman?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bell?
Yes.
Ranking Member Chambliss?
Yes.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Black?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Cassell? Cross?
Yes.
Gossett Seidman?
Yes.
Hart?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Lopez?
Yes.
Overdorff?
Yes, ma'am.
Trunau?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Members, by your vote, committee substitute for House Bill 23 will be reported favorably.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Next up, House Bill 827 by Representative Wasabi and Representative Lopez, wastewater grants. Representative Wasabi and Representative Lopez, you are recognized to explain your bill. Really liked your dramatic entry, too. Yeah.
Now it is. Okay. Today, Representative Lopez and I present House Bill 827. As of right now, in our state, 30% of Floridians are relying on septic tanks. This equals about 2.6 million people, and only 1% of these septic tank and wastewater facilities fall under our water management districts. These facilities are only managed properly when a septic tank fails and it's serviced. HB 827 changes this tremendously as it amends and expands the Clean Waterways Act of 2020 by allowing more than 500 impaired waterways across the Sunshine State to be serviced through grants provided by the Department of Environmental Protection. Subject to appropriation of funds by the legislature, this bill will have no fiscal impact according to the analysis provided by our dedicated committee staff. Grants that are provided from the DEP are for the following four types of projects. Projects within a basin management plan, an alternative restoration plan adopted by final order from the DEP, a rural order, a rural area of opportunity under statute 288.0656, or an intent to restore a water body or segment thereof that is listed as impaired pursuant to statute 403.067. These measures will reduce excess nutrient pollution within our waterways. Importantly, one of the impaired waterways that is not covered in the current language in this statute is Biscayne Bay. Finally, by reducing excess nutrient pollution within our waterways, we will preserve our natural resources, ensure fresh water quality, sustain and support our fishing communities, and ultimately protect local economies and tourism industries through the state. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to present this bill. I'm open to any questions that you all may have. I realize it's my first bill presented before this committee, but it's not my first time reading it. Hazing is welcome, but not recommended. Plus, I brought Soda Pop, my loyal dog, for emotional support. Yeah. Have at it.
Thank you so much.
It's a good bill. We're doing a great thing for Florida.
Well, our good members, I'm sure, have some very thoughtful questions to ask you. Are there any questions? Yes, President Bell.
Yes. Thank you for bringing this great bill forward. Just wondering, have you done any reality shows with septic tanks lately?
Not this year.
He didn't give you permission.
Oh, excuse me, Chair. May I have permission to answer this exceptional question? Thank you, Representative, for doing some homework on me. I have not done any, but in the past, the reality shows that I have done have benefited charities, and the next one that I do, I hope can benefit some of our environmental causes.
Oh, good. That's great. Good answer there. Yes, Representative Killebrew.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm more interested in your dog. So who is that?
Chair?
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the question and for your interest in my very loyal toy Australian shepherd named Soda Pop. He's 6 years old this June. He's actually my son's dog, but he wanted to spend the day with me today, so I thought I'd show him a little bit of the inner workings of government.
Well, great. Anytime you can bring him by my office, I have treats.
Excellent.
Okay.
You hear that, Soda Pop? Oh, he heard that. Thank you. Would you like to see him?
You're going to have to hold Soda Pop up for us to see. Wow.
Soda Pop is voting yes to this wonderful bill.
See? Well, hello, Soda Pop. Okay, do we have any other questions?
Okay. Nope.
So I understand that this bill addresses septic issues. I'm curious, and I've asked this to other septic issue type bills. Can you basically give us a graphic description of the effluent that goes into the tank of a septic tank?
Yes, Chair. May I answer your question? I prepared this answer just for you. The purpose is subsurface sewage disposal. It's a subsurface sewage disposal system. It's used for wastewater treatment throughout the process of biological decomposition and drainage. It's usually made of concrete, fiberglass, and polythene. It holds wastewater long enough to allow solids to settle down to the bottom of forming sludge, while oil and grease floats to the top as scum. Compartments are T-shaped outlets that prevent the sludge and scum from leaving the drain. Here's how they work. A septic tank is included in the septic system, which also includes a drain field. The tank digests organic matter and separates floatable matter, such as oils and grease and solids from wastewater. The liquid, known as effluent, is discharged from the tank into a series of perforated pipes buried in a leach field, chambers, or other special designated to slowly release the effluent into the soil, the drain field. The water runs from your house from one drainage pipe into the septic tank. Pre-treated wastewater is discharged through piping onto porous surfaces that allow wastewater to filter through the soil. The soil then accepts, treats, and disperses wastewater as it percolates through the soil before discharging it into the groundwater. If the drain field is overloaded with too much liquid, it can flood. This causes sewage to flow to ground surface to create backups in toilets and sinks. At the end, the wastewater percolates into the soil, which naturally removes the harmful coliform bacteria, viruses, and nutrients. The coliform bacteria predominantly inhabit the intestines of humans or other water, warm-blooded animals, indicators of human fecal contamination. Just disgusting, in short.
System is not working properly, then that effluent is not treated properly, and it's going into our substrate water aquifer.
Yes, Chair, and unfortunately, we don't attend to it until it actually breaks, and the disgusting stuff happens.
We don't do anything until it breaks. So,
but this is going to...
Any other questions? Oh, by the way, what did you mean when you said solids? Could you...
The opposite of non-solids, Chair.
Okay. That's a good answer. I think that answer will suffice. Okay, very good job. Very good job, Representative. Okay, so we have no amendments. And do we have any cards? Anyone wishing to testify? Okay. Gregory Black, representing Deploy Us, Inc. He is waving in support of the bill.
Thank you.
Rebecca O'Hara waves in support.
Thank you.
Rebecca O'Hara waves in support. Paul Owens, Thousand Friends of Florida. Paul here. Waves in support. From Audubon of Florida, Beth Alvey. Beth here. And I think she waves in support, yes. Jess M. McCarty waves in support. Right there, Jess. Okay, those are all the cards. Is there anyone else wishes to testify? I see no one. Is there any debate on the bill? Yes, Representative Cross.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, representatives, for bringing this great bill forward. I think this just really points to the need for our state to continue to provide assistance to our local communities to help clean up our water. There was a study done a couple years ago by the Florida Office of Economic and Demographic Research looking at the cost to address some of these problems, looking at Florida's water resources and conservation lands, and they suggested that it would cost about $20 billion to make infrastructure repairs and upgrades to our existing wastewater treatment plants and another $6.3 billion to address the septic and converting these septic systems to sewer. So I think this is very appropriate, and we need to make sure that our level of funding continues to keep up with the need for all of our communities. So thank you, and I look forward to voting yes on this great bill.
Thank you.
Representative Overdorf.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for the great bill, and sincerely, anything we can do to take tanks out of the ground and or update our current tanks that are there into the enhanced system, it's great. Thank you for also enhancing the work that Rep. Payne did on the Clean Water Act and moving that forward. So great work so far, and look forward to seeing it on the floor. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that's everyone. Representative Basabi, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Chair. If I may please introduce my very stylish co-sponsor. You all know her, Rep. Lopez.
Thank you, Rep. Basabi. I just want to say, obviously, water is our most precious resource. We are focusing so much on that here in the House, and I'm so proud to be a part of this really good bill. For me personally, my district is water, 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 as is Representative Basabe's, and we understand the importance in Miami-Dade County of actually taking care of that resource. And so this will help us get to our cleaner water faster, and we just ask for your full support of this good bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Having closed on the bill, please call the roll.
Chair Altman?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bell?
Yes.
Ranking Member Chambliss?
Yes.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Black?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Sell? Cross?
Yes.
Gossett-Seidman?
Yes.
Hart?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Lopez?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Trunow?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Members, by your vote, House Bill 827 will be reported favorably. I do have one quick question for you, Representative Basabi. I know you're very concerned about runoff and pollution. I would assume that you are carrying pooper scoopers with you, and they're biodegradable. Pardon me? Your aide is holding them. Okay, good. I'm glad you're using your aide to his fullest ability here. So. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you bringing your best friend. So, okay. Okay, next, it's going to be a tough act to follow, but Representative Roth, Food Recovery, House Bill 399.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chair Altman. Thank you, Vice Chair Bell, Ranking Member Chambliss, for this great opportunity to present my bill. This bill is 3 years in the making, and I still haven't figured it all out, but I think we are getting very close to an excellent bill that will really revolutionize and update and really bring a lot more food into the food recovery networks, what we call food banks. My bill, if passed, will allow FDACs to implement a pilot program to handle fruits, vegetables, dairy, and protein. Food recovery entities will be able to recover USDA number one food, fresh food, at a discounted price from ag companies in the state of Florida. This USDA number one food, in order for the program to work properly and for the entity to be reimbursed, has to be shipped within 7 days of harvest. So we're guaranteed fresh USDA number one food. This bill is subject to a separate appropriation. There is no appropriation in the bill. There's a lot of thought that went into that. One of the requests in talking to many different food banks, Palm Beach County Food Bank, Feeding Florida, Farm Share, I've talked to everybody that I can, and the good news is, being a representative, they do call me back. One of the requests is for to do a food box program, and that's why we have in the bill also the ability to do a pilot program where you could ship fruits and vegetables in a box, you could ship dairy in a box, you could ship protein in a box, and that way when it gets to the food bank, it's already in 15-pound boxes, and you don't have to have as much labor. FDACS will also reimburse some of the transportation cost, and Chair, that is the bill.
Okay, Representative Roth, having explained the bill, are there any questions? Well, first of all, are there any questions? And you have no amendments, I see.
No.
Okay, any questions from the, yes, Representative Kilbrew?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep, the is this food, will it be classed as surplus food that you can't get it? There's nobody to transport it or that kind of thing. So is it kind of like a surplus, even though it has to be shipped in 7 days? Would it be considered that?
Thank Chair.
Yes.
Thank you for that question, Representative Killebrew. One of the issues I'm dealing with as a farmer, I'm a third generation farmer in Palm Beach County. I grow vegetables, sugarcane, rice, and sod. As many times farmers will spend 90 to 100 days growing a crop, and then when it gets close to harvest of that one planting, the market may go soft and not be as much demand, and you're debating in your mind, do I harvest none of the crop, some of the crop, all of the crop? And many times farmers will take the chance, they'll take the risk, and they'll harvest maybe a little bit more than they may be able to harvest. And so 4 or 5 days down the road, they're not able to move that produce. We, and this bill will encourage farmers to pick up for the salesman to pick up the phone, call the local food bank and say, hey, I've got a load of sweet corn, 1,000 boxes. I harvested it 2 days ago. The market's gone south. Will you give me something for it? And it's a negotiated price. The food bank says, on a $12 market, yeah, I'll give you $5. And you say, come and get it. It's on the pallet. It's ready to go. And it goes into the system. Think of this as a number one supply chain as opposed to the number two supply chain, which is the free food that farmers donate.
Representative Bell.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you, Representative Roth, for this great bill. Can you tell me how this will affect the free food banks that we have now in place?
Thank you for that question. That has been one of the struggles of me trying to pass this bill over the last 3 years, is how to upgrade the program without being disruptive. And so one of the thoughts very simply is that this is specifically number one USDA number one fresh food within 7 days. A lot of times food that is donated to food banks for free is either coming from a grocery store. They might have a must sell by date on their meat products, for example, or there's farms that, you know, try to sell their produce, and when they get to the point where they feel like it's starting to deteriorate, then they'll pick it up for free. So that's a number two market. We think of number twos as being small shape, undersized, funny shapes, blemished. So we're not talking about that at all. This is attempt to try to be a new and different policy, so we can continue to do the number two free food and also have the number one as a supplementary program.
Follow up, thank you. So
how will the growers be selected to do be involved in this program through FDAC?
Okay, so the growers would be volunteers. They would call. For example, my packing house is called Ray's Heritage. There's a broker that sells produce out of Ray's Heritage called Wilkinson Cooper. They've been working with Harry Chapin Food Bank in Fort Myers for 25 years. So that's how the grower would participate. The salesman is the one. Think of it this way, folks. The worst thing the salesman wants to tell the farmer is, you know what? I couldn't sell it. I had to dump it. I got nothing for it. So if he can sell it to a food bank for half price and get back the cost of the crate or cost of the pre-cooling, the farmer's still not going to be happy, but it's going to be okay. So it's a decision by the and the other thing to think about is that when there are times, because there is an increased demand for food to come to the food banks, there are times when it's really short. Food is really short. Prices are high. We've had high vegetable prices the last 2 months because of weather in California. And so when prices are high, farmers are not donating much food, right? Because it's all shipping right away. But the food banks under my program would actually call some of the packing houses and say, hey, is there anything that you can give me? So it's a voluntary program.
I see no other questions. I do have one. I know we've talked about this, but something I just thought of. Are any other states doing this?
Thank you, Chair, for that great question. Under the transparency clause, I have done a lot of conversations with Feeding Florida, and Feeding Florida is part of Feeding America. And yes, there is, I don't know if they're doing this exact program, but obviously Feeding Florida is doing some of this. They call it PPO, pick and pack out cost. So I'm sure there's other states that are purchasing some food at a discounted price. I'm very confident in that. One thing I would like to share with everybody, it kind of comes to mind, is let's take a producer in Belgrade, Florida, where I'm from, and they participate with Feeding Florida every once in a while, and they sell some food to Feeding Florida at a discounted price. And they're shipping a load of lettuce to Baltimore, Maryland. And it gets to Baltimore, and the price is like $7. That's a low price. That's at the bottom of the market. And at the bottom of the market, quality has to be perfect. So when it gets there, whoever it is, Publix or whatever, Food Lion, they look at the load and they go, you know what? We're not going to take it. We reject it. This happens all the time. I was talking to a grower the other day from Belgrade, and he said when that happens to him, he calls Feeding Florida, and Feeding Florida calls somebody in Baltimore, and they give him an address and a location, and he will deliver that load of lettuce to the food bank for free because he already has a relationship with food banks. When he gets really stuck, the worst thing that farmer wants to do or that shipper wants to do is spend more money trying to find a home for that produce. He would rather just give it away. And I think that's one of the great things that are going to come out of this bill is more farmers will take an opportunity. Even if they sell some food, there'll be other times that they'll happily give it away.
Okay. Do we have anyone in the audience wishing to testify? We have no cards up here. So testifying, is there any debate? Yes, President Bell.
Thank you, Chair. And thank you again, Rep. Roth, for bringing this bill forward. Not only are we going to help our farmers, which are in desperate need, I come from a farming family, and I know how hard it is if my husband has been out and we pollinated a crop, say a crop of squash, and it was at $1.95 a pound when he pollinated, now the price has dropped to 22 cents. The farmer cannot afford to pay people to go out and pick his field, and he's just going to let it go to waste. So we're helping the farmer, but we're also helping feed America. So this is a great bill. As you know, NAFTA hurt us, hurt all the farming, and I think bring this back to help our local farmers and always remember to buy local. Thank you.
Representative Hart.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also want to thank you, Rep. I've participated in food banks for the last few years, and especially during COVID, when our organization really did about, we were doing about 1,400 boxes of food per week. And I know how critically important it was to get those fresh fruits and veggies. And there were times when Feeding America didn't have it, and farmers would call and say, hey, I have something, can you all utilize it? So I think this is an excellent opportunity. My hope is that as we move forward, we will get our prison system to better understand that we too could utilize some of these fruits and veggies in our own state of Florida, in our own correctional facilities, right, as opposed to all this bad stuff we're feeding and people are so sick and health care's skyrocketing right here. But I thank you for this bill. I look forward to being able to possibly get some of these fruits and veggies when I'm back at home at the not-for-profit and we're feeding, because we are feeding every week. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other debate? Yep, Representative Cross.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Representative Roth, for bringing this bill forward. I know that this is a passion of yours and something you care deeply about, and there's no one better to be advocating for this new and innovative policy. So I look forward to voting for it and hopefully voting yes on the floor as well.
Thank you.
Okay, I think that's all the debate. Representative Roth, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Yes, sir, Chair, and I know I'm between you and adjourning, but let me make a couple of quick comments. This is a new idea, new program. I did not know how this was going to turn out a couple of years ago. It's been a labor of love. I've talked to a lot of food banks, Farm Share, Feeding Florida. Palm Beach County Food Bank is really on the move. Palm Beach County is the poster child for this bill. We have $400 million of fruits and of vegetables produced in Palm Beach County just in Belgrade alone. And then we also have 1.5 million people in Palm Beach County. And the statistics say 300,000 of those people are food needy. Think of yourself working hard like I was on Monday night. I left here pretty late Monday night. Nothing was getting in my mind except getting home, warming up a nice home-cooked meal, leftovers that my wife had made, and relaxing. Man, I was looking forward to eating. And that's what this bill is about. This bill is about food. This bill is about fresh food. This bill is about more health. I just want to say to you, this is not a giveaway program. This is an investment in healthy people, investment in food, investment in our children, some of them going to bed hungry. This is investment in our most vulnerable. This benefits food banks, it benefits the legislature, because it's a transparent and accountable program. See, I want the right-wing conservatives in the legislature to embrace this bill. I want people that think, oh, I don't want to give to a giveaway program. This is not a giveaway program. This is an incentive program to put more food through this system. I thank you for your support, and I close.
Okay, Representative Roth, having closed on the bill, Kiva, please call the roll.
Chair Altman?
Yes.
Vice Chair Bell?
Yes.
Ranking Member Chambliss?
Yes.
Representatives Abbott?
Yes.
Black?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Cassell? Cross?
Yes.
Gossett-Seidman?
Yes.
Hart?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Lopez?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Trunau? Yes. 14 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Members, by your vote, House Bill 399 will be reported favorably. Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful bill. Thank you for your creative innovativeness. Again, Florida will be leading the way. So this concludes our committee agenda. Is there any other business to come before the committee? And seeing none, Representative Black moves, we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.